This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Okay, fashionistas, listen up. Psychologists reveal what 12 clothing colors say about your personality. Can't wait for this one, can you? According to Emmy Award-winning stylist and author of the book Color Your Style, David Zyla, the color you give more preference to in your wardrobe reveals a lot about your personality. Do you want to know what your personal favorite says about you? Then hit that thumbs up and let's go! Counting down from number 12, black. Black is a color to be taken seriously, says fashion and style expert Karen Haller, and psychologists agree. According to their research, the color black is perceived by others as an indicator of prestige, power, seriousness, and intelligence. That's why a lot of graduation caps and gowns are black. People who prefer to wear black are ambitious and purposeful, but they're also sensitive. Although they often try to hide it, these people are emotional and easily excitable. Black clothes help them switch others' attention from their outward appearance to their personality, since a person's internal qualities are most important to them. Number 11. Brown. This earthy tone is the color of reliability, strength, and stability. And that's exactly how people perceive those who often wear brown and its varying shades. People with a lot of brown clothing are slightly conservative, respectful of elders, and always look for peace, stability, and strength in everything. A woman in a brown dress or a man in a brown jacket gives the impression of a reliable, intelligent, and rational person. If only they knew. Number 10.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Blue. Journalist and psychologist Lisa Johnson Mandel believes blue is the best choice for an interview because it speaks of confidence and dependability. Maybe that's why so many uniforms and business suits are blue. Scientists at the University of British Columbia conducted a study on how colors influence us, and they found that darker shades of blue have a calming effect. People associate dark blue with intelligence, trust, efficiency, and tranquility. Blue, in all its shades, is often chosen by kind, sympathetic, courteous, and even shy people. According to psychologists, a person in blue will make a wonderful parent or an exemplary worker. Calmness and poise are two of the most common qualities found in people who wear a lot of blue. See, I like those suede shoes you got there, pal. What color is that? Number 9. Green. Scientists from the University of Amsterdam say that the color green puts us in a good mood. And the reason for this, according to Leatrice Eisman, the executive director of the Pantone Color Institute and the author of the book More Alive with Color, is because green is the color of nature, which gives us the same feeling of peace and tranquility. Those who like to wear green often lead an active public life. They usually live in a good area and are financially stable. They're also kind, caring, and warm-hearted. Number 8. Purple. In the past, purple represented royalty and high society. It meant sophistication, luxury, and wealth, since only the rich could afford to wear garments dyed purple. This even goes back to ancient Egypt. Cleopatra was known to be crazy about the color purple. Hey, that would be a good title for a movie. Today, however, things have changed. Purple clothing indicates creativity, insight, and love of art. According to the experts, people who wear purple are emotional and sensitive. They're passionate dreamers who love mysticism. These people also tend to be unpredictable, so dealing with them can be both a breeze and a pain in the neck at the same time.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Number 7. Red. Kenny Frimpong, marketing manager of the Italian menswear brand Eredi Paisano, explains that red is perfect if you're trying to persuade or impress somebody. That's because it's the color of passion and power. Any bright shades of red easily draw attention to the person wearing them. People associate this vibrant color with energy, movement, and excitement. Psychologists at the University of Rochester found that men are more attracted to a woman in red. Those who often wear this ruby hue are bright and easily excitable. However, they can be a little self-centered and prone to addictions. Number 6. Yellow. Yellow is the color of happiness, sunshine, and laughter. Studies show that the color yellow boosts serotonin production in the brain, speeds up metabolism, and instantly lifts your mood. Not to mention, yellow draws your attention and sharpens your concentration, so it's often used on billboards, advertisements, and road signs. Experts say that shades of yellow are often worn by active, creative, and approachable people. They're bright dreamers and adventurers, ready to explore and conquer. Number 5. White. White is the symbol of freedom, purity, innocence, and simplicity. A lot of people wear something white when they're starting something new in their life or entering a new chapter. Those who are often seen in white are optimistic free spirits, always looking on the bright side of life. Well, there you go. These reliable people are very neat and organized in everything they do. They like new beginnings and strive for perfection. White, like a lot of neutral colors, can be worn by a variety of personality types.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Number 4. Pink. Bright pink is fun and girly, which is probably why it's the go-to color for girls' clothing and Barbie dolls. But for those gals who are a little more mature, softer, more toned-down shades of pink are preferable, since they represent ultimate femininity. It's hard to say. Soft pink is considered calm, loving, and womanly. It's also one of the most powerful sedatives. Therefore, some prisons have light pink walls in order to calm people down and reduce aggression. According to psychologists, People who love pink are romantic, optimistic, and self-righteous, in a good way. As a rule, they appreciate kindness and comfort above everything else. Number 3. Orange. Hey, Orange, you glad we're talking about this? Yeah, it's an old joke. Orange immediately gives off fun party vibes, don't you think? This ultimate warm hue is cheerful, creative, and very attention-grabbing. Those who like to wear orange are optimistic, energetic, and joyful. These people are always eager for change and never miss out on an opportunity. Although they can be a little flaky at times, they're still ambitious and reasonable. Number 2. Gray. 50 shades or not, as stylists like to say, gray is the color of balance. It's neither dark nor light. If a person has a lot of gray clothing, it usually means they want to be invisible. Gray and its shades are a symbol of tranquility, dimensionality, and maturity. Many middle-aged men wear gray suits, while mature women don gray dresses. Since it's a neutral color, it's extremely difficult to characterize the person who prefers it. They could be a gray mouse, ready to silently obey the rules, as well as a sensible, unemotional, and categorical person. But in most cases, a person who favors gray is someone who doesn't like to attract attention and tries to stay neutral. And number 1, silver and gold. People who choose metallic colors love to be the center of attention. It's kind of hard to hide when you're wearing something shiny and glimmering. It takes a special kind of person to wear something that noticeable. And it's a sign that you aren't afraid to experiment, would never turn down an adventure, and want to be treated with due respect and kindness. Your poise, creativity, and charisma shine bright, just like your outfit. And then there are these types of people. Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain loves all the colors of the rainbow equally and tries to wear each and every one of them. Many believe that the Queen changes her outfit colors depending on her mood.